but it is our opportunity to get you caught up on what's going on with vaccinations and the COVID-19 in the Fremont area. Brett Richmond joins us. He's the CEO and president of Methodist Fremont Health. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you, Rich?
Good, good. Good to see you. Thanks for coming in. And also Terry Ewan is with us from Three Rivers Public Health Department. Boy, what did I do? I get both of you this morning?
Good morning.
Sorry.
good to see you both here this morning. Brett, let's begin with you and talk a little bit about location at Methodist Fremont Health. I know that we've talked before in the past about it being a I don't want to use the word pod, but a location to where you can get vaccinations that's been working with Three Rivers. Give us an update on how things are progressing.
Yeah, so sure. So we are, of course, partnering with Three Rivers Health Department. So we are kind of taking responsibility for kind of the general public 65 and older, starting with 75 and older. And right now we're doing a weekly vaccination clinic at Christensen Field. We've just completed week three of that last Thursday.
All right, very good. And is it going well?
Yeah, it's going really well. Our team has done a fantastic job, I think, in setting that up. We've got a lot of great feedback from the public, and we've done a little over 1,300 first dose administrations here in the last 3 weeks. So we're excited about that. And again, it's been really well received by the public.
Yep. Tara, how are things going through Three Rivers?
You know, they're going very well. So like Brett had said, we are so thankful to have Methodist Fremont Health helping us with this. If it wasn't for them really focusing on the 65 and older population, starting with the 75 wait list first, I don't know what we would have done. Mm-hmm. We started vaccinating the week of December 22nd, just working through phase 1A. So as of today, we have administered within our clinics 3,212 doses at 37 different community clinics. Mm-hmm. And now that's first and second dose. That's not just one doses. Like I said, you know, we have limited vaccine, and they've been just absolutely tremendous. Mm-hmm. Couldn't do what we do without them.
Yeah. You talked about limited vaccine. Do we have an idea when there might be more arriving?
So
I asked
the million dollar question.
Didn't I?
Yeah. Yes. Thanks, Rich. Yes. Appreciate that. Uh-huh. Well, Tara can probably give you more detail. Right now, we're getting an allocation, at least we know for the next 2 or 3 weeks, of 500 doses a week. Those are new first doses. And then the last week of this month, we will start second doses for the folks that we vaccinated in late January, early February. So at least 500 a week, new people here for the next several weeks.
Yep. So just to give, I'll just take you guys down memory lane here for a second. So when we started this back on the week of January 24th, we had 900 doses as a health jurisdiction allocated, and 300 of our doses went to Methodist Fremont Health, 100 to Blair Hospital, 100 to Saunders Medical Center, and then 30 to Ashland Pharmacy. Then they helped us also. They took an additional 20 doses that first week to get those into people. We jumped up to week two to 1,100 doses. And then this past week, we jumped up again to 1,300 doses. So about 200 doses a week. This week, we've got 1,400 doses. And we kept the extra 100. So Three Rivers has been right at the 350. We had it increased. This week, we were really trying to focus to start getting our educators done. Still focusing majority of our doses with 65 plus. So this will be a big week for us with educators. Then next week, I have to adjust my allocations again with who we're prioritizing. And so right now, we're hoping we'll start to see a little bit, you know, continual increases like that. And when we do, I pass a lot of those off to our community partners. So because they already are sitting there with the infrastructure vaccinating folks, let's make it worth their time while they're sitting there. Johnson & Johnson, we're hoping we'll hopefully get an EUA by the end of the month. We're hoping. And once it's our understanding that that comes, that would give us even more vaccine. The other thing that I want to focus on, too, is the federal pharmacy program. They started last Friday. Just to be clear, that doesn't have anything to do with Three Rivers, doesn't have anything to do with Methodist, doesn't have anything to do with any of the folks that are administering. It comes out of the federal allocation. And so here, you know, here in Fremont, there's 200 doses at Walmart. In Blair, there's 200 doses at Walmart, 100 doses in Ashland. And then I believe Medicine Man in North Bend also has some allocations. So I'm excited just to have additional doses into our communities because the quicker we can get people vaccinated. But right now, it's a supply and demand issue.
Right. We talked before about a website that you can go to find out when you can get vaccinated. You want to discuss that with us here again?
Sure. So the state has a website. It's just vaccinate.ne.gov. Okay. And so people, if they have not been registered or haven't registered, if they're on our list, they don't need to go get on that list. But if they have not registered, go there. Then when we get, as a state to where we're ready to start using that portal, their names are in there and we can also pull all of those folks out. I just had my staff look Friday. We have about 14,000 people between all three counties that have registered that are within our health jurisdiction.
Okay.
So it's a great thing to have. We actually sat on it to get it built. But, like with anything, we needed it yesterday.
Sure.
But, it's going to be a really good system once it gets up and going.
Now, the concentration and focus is on our older population right now, as you mentioned. And so for an individual, I'm 48 years old. And so should I go to that website and register myself?
Absolutely. Okay. You can go and register, but I would tell you would probably be with the general population. When that comes. That's probably our biggest issue right now is everybody wants to know where they are on the list.
Right.
So we just keep trying to tell them, with 1,000 doses a week, 1,300 doses a week, that's not a lot. And, when we have now 15,000 people, 14,000 people, on a list, and granted, those aren't all 65 and older or 75 and older, is going to take us time. Our initial list, how far are you guys through your 75?
So just to help a little bit, there were about 2,300 people on the 75 and older list that we got from the health department. These are Dodge County residents. We've done a little more than 1,300. We're getting about 500 doses a week, so we anticipate being through the 75 and older list by the end of this month. And then starting with 65 and older in early March.
Yeah. Very good.
And how many people do you have, give or take, on your 65 and older?
We've got another 2,000 plus people on that list. And I think that's a list that's growing each and every day. Mm-hmm. So, we're probably talking at least a month or two, depending upon the allocation that we receive.
Well, I know one of the things that you both will do will keep us informed about what's going on. And, when more vaccination, when more doses become available, that information will be going out as well, which is great. People are getting vaccinated. That's good. We didn't say that a couple months ago. And
that is good.
And the one thing that we haven't been able to talk about is flu. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
I don't know one person that has the flu.
Isn't it something?
Mask work.
Yeah.
Exactly. Not just for COVID, but for colds and flu and lots of things.
And I think that's been demonstrated now time and time again. And I don't know. It's been a very unusual winter for us.
It certainly has. Thank you so much for both of you coming in and going through the cold to get here. And have a great day, and we'll chat with you again and keep people updated on what's taking place.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, Rich.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming in this morning.